Hello, gorgeous women. Today I am sharing on the podcast an IGTV that I had done a long riff on Instagram Live. It was very interactive. There are people on there that we were chatting with, and there's so much goodness in this Instagram Live that I just have to put it to the podcast so that more people hear it. Maybe you watched on the Instagram Live and you want to have it in your ears for your drives, whatever it may be, this is a must listen. There's so much goodness in here. There's so much coaching. There's so much insight that you can begin to integrate and begin to change your life now. As you may or may not know, we are opening doors right now for Icon. Icon is enrolling, and Icon is for the high-level woman who wants to be seen, who wants to be famous, who wants to be wildly impactful, who wants to fully own who she is, be fully seen in that, be well compensated in that. And she doesn't have to be a business owner. She might be an actress. She might be an artist. She might be a leader. She might be a speaker. She might be an influencer. She is here to be iconic, and she tends to trigger people in her fullest expression, and she wants to feel safe and regulated in knowing that it's good for her and good for the collective to be all of her, to be in her fullness. The icon tends to see things differently. They tend to not align with the status quo. They're unconventional. They're wildly unique. In their fullest expression and power, they tend to trigger people. Their dreams and desires are considered unrealistic to the average person. They want more. They have gifts. They desire to share and to amplify. And they feel the most free when they're doing them their way. Mainstream is not their vibe. They know that they are iconic, and they are ready to experience all the deliciousness of that embodiment and that reality. So Icon is enrolling. This episode is going to be releasing on Sunday, March 20th, and the current pre-sale price for Icon is available until Tuesday, the 22nd of March. So 1111 is the current pre-sale price. The price is going up to $2,222 on Tuesday. So trust yourself. If you're like, I want to be in this right now, I want to jump in at this pre-sale price, trust that. If you are looking to be expanded by a bigger investment because you know the power that is coming in this, maybe you're waiting until the price increases. Maybe you want more information, you want more insight, you want more insight as to whether this is aligned for you and right for you right now, and you're feeling it out. Wherever you are, be there. But if it does feel like a full body fuck yes right now, after this episode, halfway through this episode, after integrating some of our stories on Instagram, the story highlights are full for Icon. The post, the content as of late has been all about Icon. Soak it in. And if you want more vibes, if you want more insight and details, send me a DM. You know I love chatting with you. So I'm excited to share with you today's episode, and it is straight from the Instagram Live. Lots of goodness in here, and I hope you enjoy it. Cannot wait to hear from you and hear what shifts for you as you begin to integrate these teachings. Hello, gorgeous soul. This is Haley Bowler Cook, your host here at Uplift Lifestyle Podcast, founder of Uplift Lifestyle, premium high-level coach and quantum channel for the high-level woman, the conscious billionaire in the making. This podcast is for your personal alignment and your deepest evolution. We are committed, we are devoted to our highest timeline. And by being here, by listening to this podcast, by actually integrating and embodying the teachings that we describe here in this podcast, it becomes a transmission. It becomes an opportunity for your entire life to upgrade. Thank you for being here. Please enjoy this podcast episode. Follow along at uplift_lifestyle on Instagram. I am there the most in my stories, on lives, chatting with you, sharing content, sharing inspiration, connecting with you, and putting out offer after offer for the aligned woman, the high-level woman, the conscious billionaire in the making. Ability and power and being iconic. And this is just really important to chat about right now, because I think that a lot of the mindset and beliefs and ways of being of iconic people
are so triggering to the average person, to the conditioned person, to the person living in a limited paradigm, to the person living in an outdated paradigm. These ways of being, these beliefs, these mindsets, these thoughts, these behaviors of an iconic person are really, really triggering to the average person. So right now I'm speaking to the iconic woman. I'm speaking to this iconic woman who's embodied in her highest self, who knows she wants more. She wants more money. She wants the riches, the wealth, the luxury. She wants to be seen. She wants to be famous. She wants to be well known. She wants to be sought after. She wants people to recognize her and go, oh, that's so-and-so, and she's known for this, and she's incredible. She might also, on the duality side of that, on the contrast, have people go, fuck her, I hate her. She's ridiculous. She's annoying. She's uneducated. She doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know who she is. There's going to be that contrast, okay? And this is what happens as you're walking an iconic timeline, as you're walking a life by design, as you're walking this beautiful, stunning life that is so nourishing and fabulous for you, it's triggering to the average person. So notice as I'm talking today, notice as you navigate my Instagram, as you listen to my stories, as you listen to my Instagram lives, as you listen to my podcast, I live 99.9% unapologetically. So I'm showing up in all of me. I'm here to be seen. There's parts of my life that obviously you don't see, but for the most part, I'm here. What you see is what you get, and I'm living a beautiful life. I'm unapologetically confident, unapologetically beautiful. I take good care of my body, my mind, my wellness. I have stunning relationships, hundreds of friends. I'm super successful. I've just started my business within the last year, making really good money, making a lot of money, doing really fun things. This is a really beautiful life that I've co-created. And in this co-creation, there have been so many edges, so many evolutions. There's been so much vulnerability and there's been so much power. So I want to talk to you guys about that duality, that contrast of the vulnerability of being seen, the vulnerability of being like, here I am, here's my stunning life, here's what I do, here's my family, here's my partner, here's the house we just bought, here's the car that I drive, here's the things that we do. Here's how I show up. Here's the work that I do. The quantum healing, the energetic healing, the channeling that I do. Like, these are very unconventional ways of being, ways of existing. And I'm holding this paradigm of my dream life and inspiring the hundreds and thousands and hopefully millions of people that I will impact in this lifetime. I'm holding that vision. My big vision is what I'm here for is way more important than being so in pain with my ego, than being so terrified of hurting or triggering people who don't get me. It's so much bigger than limiting myself or really holding myself back to make other people comfortable. It's not comfortable for me. It doesn't feel good for me to not be my fullest expression. It doesn't feel good for me to not show up in all my beauty and all my power. It doesn't feel good for me to not show up with my purest channel. It doesn't feel good for me to hold back. And it doesn't feel good for you to hold back. If you're an iconic woman and you're walking an iconic highest timeline, a life by your own design, it feels repressive, really painful to shrink because there's so much more available to you. So I want to talk about this vulnerability and power. Okay, so what you see is I live this amazing life. I have this blessed family. I have this incredible partner. We're so in love, we're so happy, we're so fit, we're so healthy, we're all about our energy. I go to yoga, I live this beautiful life where I'm wining and dining all the time, where I'm celebrating all the time, where my clients are getting insane results, I'm getting insane results, making money, having fun, being seen, healing people, channeling, doing work in the quantum realm, working with various dimensions that most people don't get, talking to God, talking to the universe, having intergalactic families that I communicate with the same way I'd pick up my phone and call you. This is my life. This is my paradigm. This is my highest timeline, and I'm just getting started. And when I show up and I show you guys this, and I'm in my full power and I'm being seen, and I talk about the money that I make, and I show off this beautiful life that I live because it's a permission slip for you to go after the life you want, when I'm showing up, and to some people it's so expanding and so exciting, and they're like, I want her life, she's incredible, I want to do these things, I want to have this power, I want to work with her, I want to hire her, I want her to coach me, I want her to heal me, I want to be in her energy. I have that. And then on the contrast, I have people who are like, fuck her, literally. Okay, so this is a high level duality that I play in every single day. And because I have such a foundation of embodied confidence, the way that I was raised, the way that I was brought up, the person that I am, being an athlete, going, being on the Dean's Honor List all through college, all through university, being an athlete, a club athlete, playing in college, I have a lot of confidence. Taking care of my body, being a personal trainer, being an instructor for many years, like I have such embodied confidence because of circumstances and because of personal power, my unfuckwithableness. That's like, I know that I'm a soul having a human experience. I know this is all temporary. And I know that I'm here to have a really good fucking time. And I'm here to inspire those along the way. I'm here to heal those along the way. I'm here to show me living my best life and supporting and facilitating and leading those who feel pulled into my containers, into my space, into my energy, into my world, to show them the way. So if you're listening to this and you're feeling triggered, like I actually couldn't tell you why you might be triggered, but I'm sure you might be triggered by me just talking about how much I fucking love my life. And I don't even speak it as much as I want to say it. The freedom that I have, the lifestyle that I live, the things that I get to do, the things that I don't do, the things that I'm like, that is not in my paradigm. There's standards that I have, and these standards are so embodied that it is my reality. The universe responds to your standards. I set the standard of how I'm going to live, who I'm going to be, how I'm going to navigate this world, how I'm going to show up, what type of clients are going to come into my world, what type of women are coming into my containers. I get to host events. I'm hosting a retreat on Monday with 15 beautiful women showing up. I have a standard of the life that I live and the business that I run and the purpose and path that I walk. And for me, it's this simple. I change lives every single day. So me being famous could only be good because I'm changing lives in a beautiful, impactful way. I'm healing. I'm doing the deepest levels of healing for people. They're working in one session with me and getting better results than they get 4 years with a counselor in one session with me. There goes off the triggers. You guys are triggered. I'm not a certified psychotherapist counselor, but I'm getting my clients better results in one session than some therapists are getting in 3 years. This is just a fact. These are just facts. This is just the truth. So see how me speaking so clearly and so confidently in my work, how that can be so triggering. And this is why so many people just walk this mundane timeline, because they're terrified to trigger people. They don't want to receive messages of hate. They don't want to hurt someone. This is where the foundation of love is so important. Because I will be completely honest with you. When I have haters or people who I trigger or people who say shit to me, it's easy for my ego to flare up and be like, fuck you, you don't know me, you're jealous, you're this, you're that. It's so easy for my ego to wanna project. And likely you've experienced a similar thing. It's so easy for that hate message to project more hate from me and out. It's so easy. But that's not what we're doing in this work. That's not the timeline that I wanna walk. I want to inspire people. I want my confidence and my power and my unfuckwithableness and my beautiful life to inspire people. I want to hold people in it. I want to support people and lead people in it. Inevitably, there's going to be people triggered by me. I don't like that aspect of it. My ego doesn't like it. It doesn't feel good. That's the vulnerability. It sucks. And there's times when I'm crying about it. And I've actually had a conversation with someone who was triggered by me, and I explained to them, you might think because I'm so unfuckwithable and powerful and confident and in my energy and power that this doesn't fuck with me, but let me tell you, your words hurt. It's not comfortable, and that's the vulnerability. That's the vulnerability that I get to show. That's the vulnerability that I experience. That's the vulnerability, and that's the truth, but it's not going to stop me from being in my power, for living an iconic life, a life that makes no fucking sense to most people. A life that makes no sense to most people. The hours I work, the money that I make, the prices I charge, the women who come into my world, the results my clients get, the transmissions I provide and facilitate. This life doesn't make sense to a lot of people. This is where the foundation of your personal power and unfuckwithableness comes so strong, and it's so required. Because I get to walk this timeline and live in this paradigm and continue to create and amplify and evolve this paradigm while every single other paradigm exists of people not getting me, people living limited, people living different. And for a lot of times, it's not this hate or this contrast. It's just they don't get me and they don't care. They don't want to be in my world. And that's fine. Someone's living a different life than I'm living. And then there's people who are living a different life than I'm living. So it's a matter of this foundation of personal power, unfuckwithableness, and coming from a place and foundation of love. Because like I said, there's the ego, there's the soul, there's the highest self. I've now come to understand them as sort of three different energies and entities. The ego, the highest self, which is like a very evolved ego. The highest self is like what I really built a lot of my success on initially in my business and in my life. A lot of it was from the highest self, where it's like, these are the things I'm good at, and I'm going to fucking amplify them. Here's how I thrive, and I'm going to thrive in this way. Where now, with all the spiritual work I've done, with all the devotionals I've done, with all the pleasure work that I've done, with all the polarity work that I've done, and the amount of prayer, and the amount of channeling, and the amount of transmissions that I facilitate for myself, it's now a soul's work. So my soul is what's leading, and my soul is here with a mission of service. My soul is here with a mission of love. The soul doesn't need to make a lot of money, but my highest self's like, well, Haley, you have expensive taste, so let's make money. My ego can be thriving as the highest self, or it can be hurt and bothered that people don't get me, and bothered that people don't accept me, and bothered that people don't understand me. My ego can be like, why don't they get me? Why don't they get this? Why don't they want to live like this? Why aren't they living this lifestyle? Why can't we all see things like this? That's what the ego wants to do. The highest self is a level above. The highest self is this, like, it gets to be so fucking good here on earth. We get to have all the opulence, all the luxury, all the money, all the fun, all the experiences, the adventure, the travel. The highest self is like, it gets to be fucking fun. And the soul is here in this unconditional love foundation of service. Okay, so it's navigating all of these parts. And it's navigating the ego that wants to flare up when you trigger someone. Right? The highest self gets so excited when they expand someone. The ego gets so triggered when they trigger someone. The soul is sort of neutral to it all. The soul's just like, we're just here. We're just living. We're just existing. We're having our human experience. And this is your path and your purpose. So I want you to land in that. I want you to notice yourself. I want you to observe yourself. Observe your vulnerability. There's parts of my life that are very vulnerable. Things that I've experienced in relationships that are very vulnerable, that I don't broadcast, that I don't showcase. And it's navigating this behind the scenes where I'm going through things and leaning into edges and having uncomfortable conversations and realities and experiences while still showing up for me, for you, for the collective from a place of power. This power is holding this. This power is this divine masculine that holds my feminine and allows my feminine to feel and allows my feminine to play. But this divine masculine is holding me. And this divine masculine, it's kind of like my steward of my life. This divine masculine is like this steward or this captain of the ship that is my life. And the divine masculine brings me back. Because when it's really uncomfortable to trigger someone, and when my highest self's all excited because I've expanded someone, and there's people mad about it, and there's people celebrating it, and there's people hiring me, and there's people not understanding what the fuck I do, I have to be led, and I have to stick to my big vision and my purpose and my path. That is why I'm here. So living an iconic life isn't a life that's easily understood. It's not a life that's easily defined. It's a life that is unapologetically you. It's unapologetically you. It is your truth. It is your vision. It's your mission. It's your path. It's your purpose. And when you can hold that vision and then be the icon that leads that, that is setting the stage and owns the stage, all of it, then you get the benefits of the fame, of the impact, of the aligned clients, of the money, of the product sales, of whatever it is you're doing, of the roles, right? If you're an actress or an actor, of the sales, if you're an artist, the recognition that you desire. Because living an iconic life, there's so much contrast where you're so seen and understood, and then you're so misunderstood and cannot be defined. And this is like, you have the decision. Are you going to play in your ego and be mad that people don't get you? Or are you going to play in your highest self that is like, this is my truth? And then taking it a step further, playing in your soul that is like, I'm here on a mission of love. And this expression is an expression of love. And me being in my foundation of love is my truth. So it's all these layers that we get to play in. So let's talk about the contrast of this ego for a little bit. Right? So there's people that might not get you, might be triggered by you, and then trigger you back by telling you how much they don't like you, or they don't like what you're doing, or how you're so unwoke. You're not woke. You are oppressive. You are all these things because you're successful. Because you're happy, you're taking away from somebody who's unhappy. Because you have such an abundant life, you're a bad person. Right? You're going to receive these messages. This is what I receive often. And my ego, even right now talking about it, my ego wants to be like, fuck you, because you don't know me and you don't understand me. You don't understand the work that I'm doing. If a healer and a coach who's leading people into their highest timelines can get shit talked about being unthoughtful, ungenerous, all the things, because I'm thriving in my pursuit of making others thrive. If that can trigger somebody, anything can trigger somebody. Okay? So this is why you have to stick into your truth. So the ego wants to play into that. It wants to get pulled into it and be like, fuck you, fuck you. The soul is riding above it all. The highest self is what will lead you forward. So the thing that I do is I let myself play in all of it. I will go downstairs, put on some music, and rage out my anger that my ego needs to purge, that my ego needs to embody. I often say the high-level woman embodies and observes her beautiful life. The embodiment is required. You have a human body, you have a subconscious mind, a conscious mind, a physical body. If you're holding pain and anger and resentment, bitterness, whatever it is, frustration, you have to feel it. This is what I lead my clients into doing as well, a safe, explorative embodiment. Safe, explorative embodiment is like, you're angry? Let's get angry. You're sad? Let's fully feel it. You're bitter? Okay, let's embody that. Like, whatever it is that's going on, you get to embody it safely. You get to feel it fully and let it move. So I let my clients play in that. I play in that myself. During the month of Prosper, I talked to the women in the last week. I said, what's going to happen now, be ready for this, is your success is going to trigger people. The money you make is going to trigger people. The impact that you have is going to trigger people. These are just facts. It's not this unhealthy, wounded ego that's like, I love triggering people. It's like, ah, I love it. It's like, no. It's this fact that you're going to trigger people. So how are you going to navigate it? It's inevitable. You will trigger people. How are you going to navigate it? Who are you going to be through it? Can you be love? Can you be compassionate? Can you be your highest self? Can you stick to your integrity? Can you refine your integrity? Can you refine your values? Can you come back to love? And remember why you're doing what you're doing. Because if you're an iconic woman, a leader in this new paradigm, in this new earth, your intention is love. So when the triggering happens and it feels like the opposite of love, you come at it with love. This doesn't mean your ego is not going to want to be so angry and resentful and bitter and hateful as well. You get to embody that safely on your own and come through and lead with the highest self. So this is everything we're going into in Icon and so much more. We're going to talk about stopping the censorship. Stop censoring yourself. These last 2 years have been so difficult in the sense that their opinions are so polarizing. And people are forgetting that it's safe and good to have opposing opinions, opposing lifestyles, opposing beliefs, opposing thoughts, and you can still meet the people with love. Because there's people in my family who see things wildly different than me. There's people in my extended family who see things wildly different than me. People in Mitch's family, like my partner's family, who see things wildly different than me. I have best friends and really close friends who see things completely different than me. But I get to meet them with love, and I get to show them love, and I get to be love, and I get to hold love, and I get to lead with love, even when it's uncomfortable, even when my ego wants to flare up and be mad. My highest self leads. My divine masculine leads, and he lets this wild feminine within me, who's like, fuck you. He lets her rage it out and come back and lead with love and be that love. This is that self-leadership. This is the work of self-development. If you want to be an icon, if you want to have fame, if you want to be a leader, you're leading in a new paradigm of love. Love at the foundation. Compassion and understanding that when you trigger people, they're coming from their own hurt. A fully expressed, beautiful woman is going to trigger you. A successful woman is going to trigger you. Right? And it's just going to shine light on the part of you that needs more love. So whether you're being triggered or you're triggering someone or you're expanding someone, you're being inspired by someone, you're inspiring people, whatever, wherever you are, bring love to it. It's literally that simple. And I'm going into all of the safety and the regulation around this in Inside Icon. We're going into how you can stop self-censoring, how you can literally be your fullest self, be fully seen, be in your fullest, purest power, and lead with love. The intention is never to trigger people. The intention is to expand people, expand yourself, live in your infinite, limitless reality. It's about you. This is what people forget, and this will probably trigger somebody. Your life here on Earth is for you to have the most beautiful experience in Earth School. This is Earth School. It's temporary. You came here. You can keep coming back if you want. You're here for a temporary experience, and it's about you. Your family, your friends, your partner, your lover, your kids, they're all extensions and beautiful aspects of your life, but you're here for you. You're here for you. So if you're going to repress your truths, repress your vision, repress your success, repress your celebration, repress your pain, repress your joy, if you are living in repression and living in limited, conditional ways of being, you're not here experiencing your fullest experience on Earth, and you're not then able to express your fullest expression. And if you want to be iconic, you want to make waves. You're here to make waves. You're not here to be understood, and you're not here to be accepted by everyone. So if you want that acceptance, you accept yourself. If you want to be loved by everybody, you love yourself. We're building foundations of unfuckwithableness in literally day one Inside Icon. Because once that foundation is built, nothing can fuck with you. Unfuckwithable is the power, that personal power within you. When you're unfuckwithable, you're truly living a life you're obsessed with. And you're therefore proud to express that and be seen in that. No matter what. No matter what. So you're the leader. You're setting the stage. In whatever zone of genius you're in whatever industry you're in, you are setting the stage. You are the leader. You're leading the new paradigm, just like I'm leading you if you're here watching this. I am the leader here. And you are leading your life and you are leading others. And we are constantly in this co-creative process together. Leading, being inspired, being expanded, maybe getting triggered, leaning into that, healing that, coming out of it. We're constantly in this flow. But a new paradigm leader is the one setting the stage. You're setting the stage. And inevitably, there's going to be people that don't get you because you're evolved. You're ahead of the game, right? You are so ahead of the game that they might not get you, but you get to show them and you get to bring them in. And the ego so badly, when it's flared up, when it's not getting everything it wants, the ego so badly wants to be like, fuck you, you don't get me, you don't get me. It's a no, it's a no. End the relationship, end the container, lose the follow, like whatever. The ego wants that because it can't be willing to look at the love. The love is, oh, let's talk about this. The compassion, the understanding. I understand that I've triggered you. I understand that I'm hard to understand. I understand that I'm living a life that you don't fully get. I understand that my way of being is different than your way of being. Can we be love? Can we meet in love? These are the foundations, because as you become more iconic, as you step more into your iconic identity, your embodied identity of the icon, the one making waves, making millions, being so impactful, being so seen, being so famous, being so thriving in her life, your family, your friends, your partner, your clients, your past clients, your community, like, they're not all gonna get it. They're not all gonna get it. And I shared about how when I had a friend over and we were having martinis and she was just like, so do you have like haters? Do people like hate on you or whatever? And I was like, I think for the most part, my community is expanded, loves the vibes, is here for it, is excited about it. But inevitably in that expansion, as my bubble is like, ooh, fully expressed, people are seeing it, feeling it, it can rub up on people. And as that bubble expands, inevitably I trigger people, comes out as hate. Doesn't mean I think they're bad people. Doesn't mean I think that there's anything wrong with them. I think they're beautiful people. And they're just in their pain body. They're in their hurt. They're in their ego. They don't get it. Something in me, in my radiance, in my success, in my thriving, triggers something wounded within them. This doesn't make me hate them. This makes me understand them. This makes me want to understand them. This makes me want to meet them with more compassion. So I told her, yeah, inevitably there is the contrast and the duality. And she's like, I don't get why anyone's surprised. Like, you've been thriving like this your whole life. It's just on a next level, on a new scale, as you have this platform, as you make more money, as you have more clients, as you influence more lives, it's just bigger. She's like, I get it. Like, it doesn't surprise me. And that's fabulous. And I love her for it. And we get to celebrate to that. And then there's other people who are friends of mine, have been friends for a long time, and they don't get it. And they're mad about it. And they're triggered by it. Why is she saying these things? Why is she doing these things? Why is she showing up like that? Like, they don't get it. Kayla's on here. Yes, you are the queen of lifting souls to new levels. We are grateful for your earthly presence. Kayla, I am grateful for your earthly presence. And I'm so excited that you are an icon. Kayla is an icon and she is living an iconic life. And I'm so freaking proud of you. And we're just going to amplify it and amplify it and amplify it. So that's it. It's not easy to be in the position of impact, influence. Kayla says, I was that person. I didn't hate you. I just couldn't understand. Yeah. And this is actually very common. A lot of people will be like, you used to trigger the shit out of me. Like, I'm so annoyed at you, like driving your car, like looking how you look and like being so happy. People are triggered by my happiness. Like, this isn't fake. I'm fucking happy. I love my life. Like, I've co-created a beautiful life. I've co-created it. So I've been blessed and privileged in many ways and supported in many ways, but I've worked my ass off. I've done things, uncomfortable things, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. I've leaned into edges that are very uncomfortable. I've done the work. And yeah, my life's fucking great. So like you just said there, Kayla, a lot of people say that to me. You used to trigger me. I just had a girl in Prosper. She's like, you triggered the shit out of me. I was so mad at you. And then I was like, ah, I need to fucking hire her. And she hired me and her life has blown up. And this is the process. This is the cycle. So it doesn't, again, and I like to preface with this, like, you don't have to hire everyone that triggers you. That's not required. And you don't have to be like, oh, she doesn't trigger me. Should I be triggered? No, if you're not triggered, you're not triggered, right? Like, you either are or you aren't, or you're not yet and then you are. It's so interesting for me because, like, a lot of my life I've had this embodied confidence. I've been so confident. I've loved how I've shown up. I've loved who my heart, like, I've loved my heart. I've loved my generosity, my fun, my energy. Like, I've loved my joy. I've just loved my life and I've shown up in that energy. So I kind of had this identity of like, everyone loves me. And I truly thought everyone loved me. And that's kind of what was received for me. And then I started to sort of like expand in impact. And this is part of social media. And this is part of this online presence. And this is part of the new paradigm that, whether you like it or not, my loves, you are stepping into a new paradigm. You are in a new paradigm. There's new inevitable ways to be seen, to be out there, to reach the world, like energy even. Just without social media, my energy would impact more people than it would used to because the veils are thinning. The veils are thinning. We are energy beings and it's becoming so much clearer. Kayla said, yes, I was just always in awe. Like, you're so confident and happy. How did she get there? But I wasn't ready to be happy. We hold ourselves back from experience what you just accept. Yes, you weren't ready, and that's it. And now you are. Now you're here for all of it, because this is part of it. It's allowing yourself to feel all the edges and the details of you and the vastness of you. And the vastness of you isn't just the pain and the agony and the bitterness and the, oh, I'm this artist or this creator who no one gets me, or like, I've been trying so hard and no one gets me, or this entrepreneur who's just thriving and striving and trying so hard and nothing's clicking. Like, that's an edge of you and you get to embody that. But another edge of you is like, everything goes your way. You are thriving. Life is abundant. Life is blessed. You are supported. You are thriving in your life. That's another edge of you. So there's so much, there's this duality, there's this contrast, and there's these edges and details of you that you get to experience all of them. And when you're ready, and you know you're ready, you decide that it's divine timing, that you get to be happy, you get to be wealthy, you get to be seen, you get to be, this is my shot, I'm here now, I'm being seen in it. You get to decide when that is. And that decision is based on divine timing. And that divine timing is preciously placed in your soul path. And you'll know when it is, right? There's a time for a struggle. There's a time for thrival. You get to decide. But back to my little riff on like how I kind of had this identity that everyone loved me. Like, I would literally show up anywhere and be like, I'm going to be received with so much love. That was just my reality. And that was my identity. And that was my belief. And that was my reality. When I started making a lot of money, when I started showing up more unapologetically and being in a new level. And this is what's so interesting. And like, money is so interesting because I think I triggered the most people like last November when I said I had a $17,000 month in my business, which genuinely was no big deal or no surprise to me because it's just money. It's no big deal. Like, that was my belief. That's why I shared it excited. Hey, this is great. Celebrating my biggest month yet. I also talked about when I made no fucking money in my business. There were months when I made no money before that, right? Like, to me, it was just neutral. But that triggered the shit out of so many people. And I had to be with myself. I had to be with my uncomfortableness around it. I had to be with all the edges. I had to be with the vulnerability and the pain. I had to be with, like, the reality of what that meant. Because there were people that were like, yeah, of course. Like, that's no big deal. Like, no brainer. And there were people like, oh my God, that's fucking amazing. And then there were people that were like, why would you ever tell anyone what you made? Why would you ever talk about your money? What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I had it all. Like, I received it all. And this, especially coming from this sort of innocent place too, of just like, this is just the reality. It was so painful for my ego, so expansive for my highest self, and so neutral for my soul. Like, so neutral. So it was all these things, navigating all these things. And I've talked to my channel, and I've talked to my intergalactics, and I've talked to the universe, and I've talked to the consciousness of God, and I've talked to all of my quantum beings that I work with every single day. Just like you might work with your team at work. That's my team. You can't see them. But I see them and I hear them and they're my peeps and they help my clients get insane results and they help me live the life that I live. There are helpers. They're available to everyone. Again, I know I'm very gifted. I'm rarely gifted. However, I believe everyone can access these gifts. But that's a story for another day. So I've talked to them about money. I've been like, what's the deal with money? Like, why? Why is it necessary? And they're like, it's actually money exists in multiple paradigms, in multiple dimensions, in multiple planets. And it's because it's so triggering to the survival brain that is part of the Earth School. Money really triggers people because it's so connected to like survival. It's like, if you don't have money, you'll die. Literally though, you know, that's the reality here. So this is something that's so triggering to people. So when I started talking about money, which just seemed like a no-brainer, which is funny because when I was in high school making a ton of money serving in fine dining, Well, all my friends were going partying on the weekend, which, don't get me wrong, I fucking love a party. I just didn't really feel that aligned with a lot of, like, the parties in my small town. So I was like, I'd rather make lots of money, drink nice wine, and go home and get a good sleep. And that's kind of what I did on the weekends. So I was making crazy money, like buying myself designer bags in high school, like all these things. My parents didn't buy me those bags, which people would love to assume. Even though I'm blessed and privileged in many ways and they're incredible people, I bought myself those bags. I took myself on the vacations. I took myself to the places because they were the desires that I had and the things that I wanted. So I aligned myself with the standards and identity of the woman who has it, and I did the fucking work. That's it. So it just blows my mind that the topic and concept of money can trigger people so much because I didn't have that pain, wounding, and belief around money. Pretty much grew up understanding money as energy. Thank you, Mom, my mom is like an energy healer, incredible woman, the owner of a Renewal Retreat. I was raised in this understanding of abundance. The difference between me and my family is my mom loves to talk about abundance and moving energy and money is energy, where I was like, money is energy and I can have a fuck ton of it if I want. And I can do a lot of good shit with it. I can donate a lot of it. I can spend money on really good businesses. I can support businesses. I can support myself. I can live where I want to live. I can buy stuff for my friends. I can buy stuff. Like, money is fun. Money is great. Money is neutral. And every conversation I've had with my intergalactics and quantum helpers, they say that it's not going anywhere. Okay? So there's a lot of spiritual people who are going to watch us and going to be annoyed that we can't go to, like, trading energy. But it's actually not really going anywhere because there's a lot of people still on Earth in such wounding around money. And listen to me here. If you are in that, if you are so triggered and wounded by the topic of money, just hold your heart. Take a deep breath. It's so normal. It's literally so normal. And you're safe. And you're safe no matter what. You're safe with having none of it, and you're safe with having all of it, and we get to create empowerment and neutrality around it. So every message is like, it's not going anywhere, and Haley, you are here to be an expander and an empowerment leader in this topic of money. Because for me, I was truly, genuinely born with an identity and a standard. Not because I grew up in a wealthy family. My parents were teachers. Now my mom owns a business. And they live a very abundant, beautiful life. But it was really something that I came into Earth with. I came into Earth with these free thoughts. I came here as a starseed. I came here with these ideas and these beliefs. And for so long, I was thriving in it. And I obviously now I'm thriving in it, but more people are triggered by it. So they gave, like, God, the universe, my peeps, they gave me this gift to be someone to talk unapologetically about it from a place of love and compassion, understanding that it is a painful topic for a lot of people, but speaking about it in a way that it becomes empowerment. And this is why I created Wealth Codes. Wealth Codes is $22 and it could be literally worth millions. The concepts that are inside Wealth Codes, you can access that at the link in my bio on my website, Wealth Codes. It is an hour and a half transmission. And I created that to be a foundation so that people, wherever they're at, could access Wealth Codes and be expanded and be empowered and turn into love with money. So in my iconic identity, in my iconic reality, this iconic life that I live where I interact with money like it's no big deal and I love it, and I've talked to a lot of people in my containers about this, I have had times in my life where I've had so much money I didn't know what to do with, and I've had times where I've had literally no money and I've been like, what the fuck, when is this going to add up? Where are the clients? What is happening? I've held all the duality. And for me, it was last summer when I really took myself to the edges of like having nothing, the idea of having nothing, the reality of having nothing, having the least amount of money in my bank account with all the expenses. And in order to have everything. In order to have everything, we must have nothing. And that is the neutrality. We must be able to have nothing. We must be able to hold that. So Kayla says, why are men more triggered by this? Is it the provider aspect of money in a relationship? Well, I don't work with a lot of men. It's funny because my boyfriend was asking me about that and my dad were asking me, like, why can't we come to your retreat? Why can't we come to your retreat? And I was just like, well, I was going to be like, well, you can. And then I was like, no, it's a women's retreat. Anyways, so I don't work with a lot of men. I have in the past. But what I would guess on that, Kayla, is the conditioning that is so strong for all of us, but specifically on that masculine, on the men in our lives, the conditioning of like breadwinner, you must have the money in the various ancestral, generational, through all the times, that pressure of money has been put on men. Now, in this beautiful life that is ever evolving, women are empowered to make the money, be the breadwinners, have money, experience money, spend money, invest money, all the beautiful things. But there's still this deep-rooted conditioning. And if a man is feeling it more than a woman, perhaps in a relationship, there's all the factors of conditioning, ancestral trauma, pain, wounding from the past of like, you should be able to do this. You're the man. You should be able to make this money. You're the man. Like it exists everywhere, right? It exists for men and women, but it might be more triggering and powerful for men because of deeper conditioning over more generations or just even in this lifetime. Because there's a lot, and I actually work with women who don't actually earn money, like they just exist with a lot of money because of how they've positioned themselves in relationships. So they actually are like dating millionaires, or they're around all this money. So they're these wealthy women who haven't actually earned the money, okay? Again, it's all neutral. I often say, if you want to be a millionaire, you need to accept and be in love with the fact that you could be a millionaire because you're born into a millionaire family, because you married into a millionaire family, because you worked kind of hard and became a millionaire, or because you worked your fucking ass off and became a millionaire. If you want to be a millionaire, create neutrality around all those and then some. Because when you can be neutral about how you receive money and how money comes into your world, it fucking showers you. Because there's so many ways to receive, right? So this whole triggering for men, there hasn't necessarily been this conditioning that I'm aware of, at least, perhaps there is, around men being like, I am the sugar baby, you know, like it's just not something you see often. So perhaps the conditioning is a little bit bigger there, right? Mind blowing. Yes, Kayla. Oh, you just wait till Icon, honey. It's nothing. This is nothing compared to what's coming. But yeah, so it's just interesting to look at it all. And like, I think the number one tip that I can give you all right now in living an iconic lifestyle, or just living a life by your own design that feels unfuckwithable, that feels personally powerful, that feels very empowered, that feels very good and like successful and satisfying and joyful and happy and abundant in all the ways, is deepen your connection with source, whatever that means for you. There's no right or wrong answer. It's all energy. Deepen your connection with the something that's bigger than you. Maybe it's your desire. Maybe your connection to source is like the thing you want or the experience you want. Maybe your connection to source is like God. Maybe your connection to source is the universe. Maybe your connection to source is earth, like Mama Gaia. And you're like, I'm out in the trees and I'm here. Maybe it's all of those things. Maybe it's a bit of those things. Whatever your connection to something bigger, to something more than you just walking this earth timeline, like, da, 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 I'm a robot, I've been assimilated and I'm a robot and I'm gonna work and go to bed and then wake up and then eat breakfast and then go to work and then go to bed and then have 2 weeks of vacation. And this robotic assimilation that the conditioning really wants you to be in, if you can deepen your connection and broaden your connection to something bigger and be in this energy of curiosity about it and like, I don't know what is this is, but I know there's something big. If you can really anchor in that, watch the miracles fucking roll in. Watch the magic roll in. Deepen it and meet yourself wherever you're at, right? Like, I'm a spiritual being. I've been working with spirituality and I've been working with energy for a long time now. So for me to take it to the next level, it's even more magic that's going to come in. Maybe you've been living life as a human and you've been putting one foot in front of the other as a human and you haven't really opened your eyes to spirituality or self-development or anything bigger like this, any purpose or path, and this is blowing your mind. If you make one micro shift by even just the idea that there might be something bigger, your life is going to change. It's going to blow your fucking mind. One foot in front of the other, moment to moment, in the mystery of life, the mystery of love, the excitement of like, what is this? Oh, this is temporary? Oh, I get to decide how I'm going to be? Oh, I'm the main character and I get to rewrite the script every fucking day that I wake up? Oh, this is who I am and I get to live in this way? When you walk with life in that way, the floodgates open. You're so open to receive. You're so open to be led. You're so open to be guided. Everything changes for you. So meet yourself where you're at. And then I like to often say, the reason people work with me is, and the reason I say I work with high-level women is, for the most part, the women that I work with, they already have an awareness of this. Or they're either fully already embodied in it. So they already have this knowing, right? They're like, I'm a soul, I'm a spirit, I am this, I am this, I'm here because, or they're manifesting, or they're in energy, or they're here for these divine purposes. Like, the women that I work with tend to know these things. And this doesn't mean you can't work with me if you don't believe in spirituality or if you don't think you're a soul having a human experience. It's not to say that. It's to say you'll probably be like, why the fuck is she charging just under $8,000 to work with her? Why she charged so much money? Like, if you don't have this soul understanding and you're not here in this new paradigm life, you probably just won't get me. You probably just won't be drawn to my work. You probably won't understand what I'm saying. But if something in your soul, your body, your heart is like, she's speaking medicine to me. Like, this is medicine to me. What is she talking about? I don't even know, but I'm here for it. And I want to receive it. And I want to, like, I just want to be in it. And then trust that. Then trust that. Okay? Because this is your precious life. And as you work and refine deeper and make little micro shifts, and we do these deep understandings and integrations as we work one-on-one or in a high-level container, the refinements just get sharper. And instead of just being like, like I'm just floating through life, it's like, I'm fucking creating this. I'm literally creating this. And it's this duality and this contrast of like, this is a video game and so fun and I can literally win the fucking game. And this is the most deeply intentional, meaningful experience I've ever had. And it's so fucking important to me. We get all of, like, that's it. That's how I wake up every day. I'm a soul having a human experience. This is fun. It's supposed to be fun. And this is so fucking precious. When I wake up beside my partner, who's like the most handsome, beautiful, kind man, and he doesn't necessarily understand the universe the way I do, we don't see it the same. I don't know if he's right. I don't know if I'm right. We're both just living our realities. But when I wake up and I see him, it's like, this is the most important thing ever. And it could all go away tomorrow. When we can live in this reality of the temporariness and see the preciousness in it, but also the fun of like, it's not that important. Have fun. When we can just be in that duality and play into both sides, and hold our ego and hold our wounded and hurt self and hold the parts of us from our inner child, from our past, from our present that hurt and hold us in that, when we can hold ourselves in that and lead ourselves in like, I'm so grateful and present and here, but like, oh my God, I can have that and I can create that and I can experience that and I can be there and I can impact this and I can influence this and like, oh my God, like it's infinite. When we can walk in this way, nothing is ever the same. It's insane. I'm like, I could cry about it. I could cry because this is life. This is the life. This is the life. And we're always creating and we're always co-creating. And it's beautiful. So the last thing that I want to share with you guys, and this is really important for iconic living, is I've shared this before. It's like, there's this reality that when you're an icon, when you're on the stage, when you're on a pedestal, when people see you, people are seeing you no matter what, right? Jordan's on here. Hi, beauty. When you're on this stage, right, and you're living iconically, like you are here if you're watching this, when you're being the icon and you have more eyes on yourself, or maybe you're like, fuck, I can be more iconic. If you're like, I can be more iconic, let's fucking go. Expand a bit more, okay? Expand a bit more, lean into a bit more of an edginess there. But when you realize that your iconic life is really fucking good and people look at you and you're like, whoa, she has that confidence. Whoa, she looks like that. Whoa, she wears that. She dresses like that. Oh my God, she has these thoughts. She has these insights. She has these talents, these gifts. And you're on this stage now and on this pedestal. What happens is there's people projecting their shit onto you. And when you understand that this is your life for you, and inevitably in your path and your purpose and your mission that is service, you're going to support so many people in their own way. But when you understand that this is for you, those projections are neutral, even if they're really good. And this is what unfuckwithableness is about. And we're going into all of this in Icon. When you're unfuckwithable and someone's like, Haley, you changed my life. You are literally the best healer. I cannot even believe it. Like, you changed my life in that 30 minutes, in that 60 minutes, in that 90 minutes, in the 2 weeks together, in the months together. Like, you are fucking insane. I get to hear it and go, yes, I fucking am. I'm incredible. I don't know anyone else doing what I do. I'm absolutely incredible. And that's neutral. The same on the other flip coin of being unfuckwithable, it's like someone's like, I don't understand you. You're not a certified psychiatrist. It's very dangerous that you are hypnotizing people. It's very dangerous that you are like working in people's subconscious mind with no training. It's very dangerous or strange, or why are you charging money for this? Who are, like, when I hear these things, it's like, okay, yeah, I mean, it is strange what I do. It is strange what I do. I don't know anyone else doing what I do. Oh yeah, because I'm the fucking icon. Because I'm leading in this. Because I'm living in my stage knowing that the results that I get myself and my clients is why I do what I do. Because when I have people message me and tell me that I've changed their life, their children's lives, their partner's lives, that nothing is the same, they're so fucking grateful for me. That's all the ammunition I need to keep going. So it's neutral. When people are hating on it, when people are loving it, when people are neutral about it, it's neutral. Jordan says, even just introducing neutrality to me in this way, life-changing. Yeah, like, it's neutrality. It's like this really unfuckwithable energy. It's really unfuckwithable because when you're neutral, you're unshakable. You're unshakable. You're doing you. You're literally just doing you in your lane, and you're so foundational in your soul. Your soul is like thriving in love and service. Your mission is service, right? So your soul's just like, we're just going to keep going because we are doing magic things here on earth. And the highest self is like, oh, you're really good at energetic and physical upgrades. You're really talented at that. You're really gifted at that. Well, let's continue to share that with the world. The highest self is like, you're fucking good at that. Now let's get you in front of more people. You're fucking good at that. Now let's make you some money with it. You're fucking good at that, and more people need you. That's what the highest self's doing. The soul's just like, we're just here living our soul mission of service. The soul doesn't care that it drives a Range Rover. The soul doesn't care that it makes 5 figures a month. The soul doesn't care. My highest self does, because my highest self's like, this is the life we want to live. The ego can get attached to so much. And this is why we have to, I often say to my clients, like, the ego is not going anywhere. So bring it on board, pop it in the backpack, pop it in the back seat, put it in your heart from a place of love, bring the ego with you. It's not going anywhere. It's just like your trainer. You're in the gym, your ego's like fucking beating you up, getting you stronger. Your ego's like triggering the shit out of parts of you. Even though it's triggering itself, the ego is getting triggered, and you're building more integrity, and you're building more truth, and you're building more of a vision. You're so much more powerful when you're leading with your highest self, with a soul consciousness awareness that guides everything you do, and your ego isn't going anywhere. We're not squishing the ego. We're not killing the ego. The ego comes with us. We love the ego. The ego is our trainer, right? The ego is our trainer. The ego helps get us stronger. The ego shines light on what needs more investigation, what needs more healing. The ego also is constantly testing our conscious and subconscious mind. So I often have thoughts that are like very strange and obscure and like not aligned with my highest self, like every day. And I go, no, thank you. That's not my truth. Or sometimes I go, and I just get consumed in it. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, this isn't true, but let's investigate why the fuck it is coming up again. Okay? Neutrality. It's like, none of that means anything. There's an ego thought. I got attached to it maybe for longer than I should have. Okay, let's move the fuck on. Here's an ego thought, and I was able to just be like, you're not real, bye. Yay, move on. Here's an ego thought, and I'm like, you know what? It's here again. I'm going to investigate this and go deep into it and learn about it and heal about it. Maybe I'm going to hire my own healer. Maybe I'm going to hire a coach to work through it with me. You get to decide how you're going to walk this, but from that place of neutrality, which is why I brought all this ego stuff up, from that place of neutrality, we're not attaching to things. We're completely untethered and also so accepting of the fact that we're not always untethered. You know, we're not always this highest self who's like, I'm just flowing through life and everything's happening for me. Sometimes it's literally like I just came out of this, like, so I'm a projector. I'm a 6-2 self projected projector. So my misalignment theme is bitterness and my alignment theme is success. I'm usually feeling really successful, but sometimes I'm in my bitterness theme where I'm like, why don't people get me? Fuck this person. Fuck this person. Fuck that. Angry, angry, bitter, bitter. Mad that things aren't going my way when they always are. Let me just remind you, it's always going your way. It's always adding up for you. So sometimes you're like in this bitterness theme or your misalignment theme, right? Maybe you're like a generator or an MG. Your misalignment is frustration. And you're in these like horrible feelings. And sometimes for whatever reason, even when you're in observation of it, because I'm to the point now, completely the truth here, that I'm always in observation. 100%. Doesn't mean I'm not always, like, doesn't mean I don't feel it, but I'm always observing it. So when something really uncomfortable happens, I'm immediately observing it. I'm immediately like, this is my human experiencing. The soul sees this. This is a beautiful opportunity for growth. This is just the truth. I'm always observing it. So in this observation, this last week, I was like observing myself in my misalignment theme for so long. And I was like, I knew I could just make the decision to be like, let's bop back into our success alignment. Thrive again, focus on the good, be in the joy, shift the vibe. Like, it was like that. It's like, I knew I could, but for whatever reason, bitter, bitchy Betty over here wanted to have her fucking time. So I let her have her time. Like, I was literally, it was that easy to lead myself out of it because of observation and neutrality of like, oh, I'm being a bitter bitch. I'm literally being so bitter. I observed it, and instead of coming out of it, which is probably what would have accelerated my alignment faster, I was like, I'm gonna stay here in this uncomfortable, bitter energy for a few days. And that's fucking fine. Am I gonna make myself wrong? Am I gonna beat myself up about it? Oh, I could have probably signed 2 clients in those days of being a bitter bitch, but instead I didn't because what? No, it's like, I wanted to be stuck in that. I talked recently actually about how sometimes you just want to be in your stagnance and you want to be in your uncomfortableness and you want to be in like that feeling where you're sitting like you can't move and you're just like, ugh, and you just like can't move and you're like, you're fighting your body. You can't even be in your body. That's neutral too, you know? So, and then sometimes it's like, you notice your misalignment and you're like, nope, boom. Back in my alignment, back on top, thriving. This is all happening for me. Sometimes it's like that, and it's all neutral. It's a matter of like, well, how long do you want to stay in it? It's a choice. How long do you want to stay in your misalignment? How long do you want to be a bitter bitch? How long do you want to be a frustrated fucker? I'm trying to use rhyme words now. Like, how long do you want to stay in your alignment? It's also your creation, your choice. And there's nothing wrong with it. If you want to stay in it for a week, fine. Like, you know, they always say like time heals. Like, it really does, because you can only stay in your misalignment so long. Everyone has an edge. You can only stay uncomfortable for so long before your highest self is like, let's fucking go. Get up, get outside, get some water, get a coffee, exercise, move your beautiful body. Like, it's only so long before the highest self is like, all right, that's enough. So when you're a soul observing it, you get to expedite things. You get to expedite things. Having the right leader, having the right mentor. When I have clients and they're in their misalignment theme and they're telling me what's going on, I'm like, feel it, embody it. Now let's go to your authority. Now let's go to your alignment. Do you want to play in your alignment now and feel fucking good again? Or do you want to have the pity party? Literally, Jordan, same. She says, narrating my last week. And it's like, or do you want to thrive and, you know, have some fun and like experience some pleasure and like do the things, make the money, have the impact. Like, do you want to do that now? Or do you want to just stay in your misalignment? Like, and literally it's neutral. So the reason that my clients love working with me is like, I don't make them wrong for being a bitter bitch or a frustrated fucker. It's like, that's okay. But do you want to stay in that? I'm not personalizing it. I know that you're getting the best results by working with me. I'm not personalizing how long you stay in your misalignment. And often with the right mentorship and the right leadership, it's like, thank you for holding me in my misalignment. And yeah, I'm ready to come out of that now. Thank you. And then we guide them into their highest ascension. So it's that simple. So I kind of went on a tangent today, but bringing it back to the vulnerability and power, like, there's a lot behind the scenes that isn't the successful, sexy, strong, powerful woman that you see every day. Okay, I've been through some shit and I've worked through some edges. I wouldn't have the wisdom, the insights, and the power that I have if I didn't, right? Think about it. So I hold this power and I'm a refined, fucking intelligent businesswoman that I'm not going to air out my dirty laundry to you. When you're in a container, when you're safe with me, when I'm held in it, when I'm holding you in it, you get to know more of this vulnerability. You get to be let into it and you get to understand how it supported you and how it supported me and how we get to support each other in our wounding and in our sharing and in our healing together. But part of being iconic is being fully expressed, showing all the parts of you with a intentionality of like, you are your manager. So this is where I have, and this is what I'm going into in iconic, is like, there's going to be women who come into iconic who are so mad that they haven't received the results they want. They know they're meant to be famous, and they are, 100% they are. They know they're meant to be well fucking paid, and they are, 100% they are. But they're mad and bitter that they don't have those results yet. The reason they don't have the results yet is they haven't been their own brand manager, their own manager. They haven't been in a soul observation, a divine masculine awareness of how can I use this art to actually make a difference here on earth. Not to be in my wounded art all the time, not to be showing all this crazy all the time, but to use your art in a very refined way that you are received in that. Not necessarily fully understood in it, because the greats of the greats in art, it's like, you don't understand them. You don't understand their genius and you never fucking will. Just like you guys don't understand my genius and you never will. And I'm not going to understand your genius and I never will. That's your genius. But can you position yourself in a way that you're received? This is what we're doing in Icon. Can you refine your art in a way that you can get this big break? Or do you want to be in your misalignment of resentment and bitterness for the rest of your life? Because you are a fucking jewel. You are. You are a gem. There's no one like you. If you're still watching this and if you're coming on this, if you're watching this replay and you're still here at this point in the video, if you come into Icon, you are meant for fame. You are meant for mind-blowing wealth. You are meant to have all eyes on you. You are. That's why you're in this space. That's why you're in this space. But that comes with a responsibility. That comes with a refinement. That comes with an awareness that your creativity is to be expressed. So my sister, Jenna, who's an icon, an example, she wrote a poetry book. Imagine she just wrote her poems and never put it in a book to sell. And just wrote her poems and was mad at the world that nobody knew she was such an amazing writer. Or imagine I have all these insights, right? It's like, I am this channel, this two line, and I'm a quantum channel and I receive all this information, but I never spoke it out. I never led clients through one-on-one sessions. I was just this like angry genius. Be real with yourself. Are you an angry genius? Are you a resentful genius because you're not being seen in the way you want to be seen? You've got to be real with yourself. And that's what we're doing in Icon. And Kayla, if you're still on here, I'm really excited to have you in Icon because I know you're a filmmaker. I know you're creative. I know you're making art. And with my support and the micro shifts and the refinement, we're going to have you on the biggest fucking platform of your life, on a stage of your life, in a way that you are received, held, and amplified in that. Yeah, baby. That's it. This is the work. This is what we're doing, because there are so many of us who have these gifts, and the women who are led into Icon, they have these gifts. Yes, we are, baby. We're going to the biggest platform of our lives. They have genius. They have art within them. They are art. Like, they are just walking art. But they're not fully seen in it. And that creates so much bitterness and agony. And that is the fuel. And when we can refine that into expression that is received, not by everyone, because not everyone's gonna fucking get you, right? But when that can be received in the right platforms by the right people, you take the fuck off. You blow up. That's what this is. And it's holding it from a place of unfuckwithableness, holding that power no matter what. Whether it's a day, an hour, a week, a year, a lifetime of being the icon before you are seen as the icon, it's holding that because you're doing it for you. And if you're doing it for external validation and you're doing it for external optics, you're in the wrong space. You're an icon because you're an icon because you're an icon, and you're going to live fucking iconically no matter what. And it's going to be crafted, curated, and refined in a way that this gets to be your life, your purpose, your path. You get to influence and impact millions. You get to make millions. You get to be the icon and do it your way. That's what this is. And the creative genius within you knows this. The creative genius within you knows this. So my loves, if you're watching this, I know on live there's been fucking powerful women on here. I've got my creative genius Kayla on here. I've got my creative genius Jordan on here. And I know there's a few more of you who are on and off, and I know there's going to be tons of you catching this replay. I want to hear from you in my direct messages here in the comments. I want to know what an iconic life is for you. What is it for you? What does being the icon even mean to you? Being an icon, having the impact and influence and doing it your way, but doing it like the intelligent, conscious, badass boss that you are, with a business brilliance, with an understanding of what is going to get you to where you want to go while still nourishing your truth, your values, and your own innate brilliance. That's what we're doing in this space. All right, my queenies, I love you guys so much. I really appreciate the energy, the space, holding the space, being here chatting today. Let's just close by holding our hearts. Taking three deep breaths into our heart, I want you to receive magic right now. You are the icon, you are the icon, you are the icon. And who is she and how does she want to live? Now, moment to moment, moving forward as the icon, moving forward as not just the highest self, but the highest self who knows she has the responsibility of being the icon. Knowing that if that's a desire of yours, it's been divinely placed and there's no coincidences. If you have the urge to be famous, the urge to be seen, the urge to be influential and impactful, this is a container for you. An icon, an iconic life is a life for you. And there's no coincidences. I love you. I love you. I love you. Our pre-sale for Icon is ending, I think, next Tuesday. So if you want to jump in at the pre-sale price, it's at the link in my bio. If you desire or need a payment plan, you can pay it over 3 or 6 months. If you desire to wait for the price to go up, because I'm the type of leader that I have people who sometimes just wait till it's more expensive to dive in because they know how powerful it is, and that's a fucking vibe in itself. If you're waiting for the price to go up, it's going up to $2,222 next week, and there will be payment plans for that. So, I love you. I'm grateful for you. I truly admire you because I know if you're still watching or if you're this far in the replay on this IGTV, you are an icon. And I bow to you. And as much as I'm leading you, you are leading me. So thank you. I love you. Mwah. And we'll chat soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, gorgeous soul, for listening to today's episode. There was a lot of insight packed into this episode. So trust and know that you may be pulled to come back and listen a second time, a third time, to reintegrate, to begin to practice some of these truths. And if you are desiring to join us inside Icon, just know that it is this vibe times a bajillion on steroids, what we're going into, the depths, the integrations, the transmissions, the coaching, the depths and insights that I'm taking you through in our 2 weeks together, the ongoing Voxer support, 2 weeks of Voxer that is powerful to share that space as a group of iconic women, holding that space as I lead and coach through Voxer, 3 group coaching calls, live and interactive over Zoom with replay access, lifetime replay access available, and of course, a highly coveted one-on-one session with me. You can get all of this at $1,111 right now, depending when you're listening. The price goes up on March 22nd to $2,222. The concepts, the transmissions, the work that we're doing in these 2 weeks together inside Icon could be worth millions, could be worth billions, depending on your level of evolution and where you desire to be and where you desire to go. So if this feels like a full body yes for you, trust yourself. The link in the show notes here will take you to payment plans, pay in full, more details, whatever it is you need. You can find that at the link. If you desire more insight from me to see if it's aligned for you, don't hesitate to reach out to me at uplift_lifestyle in my DM. Have a beautiful day, be iconic, and we'll talk soon. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. I hope this episode served you, and I deeply hope and trust that if you are here listening to this podcast, you are devoted to your highest timeline. You are devoted to doing the work to actually integrating what we talked about today so that you can have the energetic and the physical upgrades to ultimately have what you desire and live the life of your dreams. Living a life by your own design is 100% the path less traveled, but I can promise you it is absolutely the most beautiful path. Thank you for being here. Be sure to check out our Instagram at uplift_lifestyle for all the updates on offers, for all the ways to work with me to get deeper into my world and deeper into your personal alignment. I love you and have a beautiful day.